Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, yeah. It's the half hour of power. The best show post show. 30 minutes of rapid fire on screen phone calls. It's me, Tom, here as always with AP Mike. How are you tonight?
I'm good, Tom.
You having fun?
Yeah, I had fun. Cleaned up in the trivia contest.
You did. You won the big...
Yeah, proud moment.
The first episode. You're going to be the returning champion for Gary the Squirrel's trivia night in America.
Maybe I'll get the kinks out by the next episode, I hope.
Well, we'll see. There were a few lulls in that in terms of... having questions ready and point levels seem to be a little fluid.
The soprano heavy questions helped me out, I think.
The fact that half the questions were which characters are dead or alive on Sopranos. The Sopranos.
Yeah.
We got Dude Yo here, Jason Gore. How
hello,
are you?
Hello, good. Very good.
Thank you for sharing your air check.
You're very welcome. There's more.
Oh, I'm sure there's more.
There's a lot more.
I love it. I love
the floodgates are open.
I love how
complete open.
I truly do love how it's just like you're just like a young guy on that, just loving radio and trying to get something going. And that's how that goes when you're starting out. And thank you. So thank you for kind of
sharing. Oh, no. No, I'm glad it was shared.
You know I'm not
mocking
you
completely
with it. Yeah. I'm having fun with it because everybody has been there.
Yeah.
We also got Drennan here. How are you, Drennan?
Very well, Tom. Thanks
for having me. Hold on.
Okay.
How about that?
That's good.
You good?
I'm good.
It's the Drennan.
Yes, sir.
Right?
That's me.
The guy who calls.
I call sometimes. I've been gomped so many times.
You have?
Yeah.
I think I aim for you with that.
That might be. I'm a target.
I think you do have a target on your back. When I hear it's you, I go a little tougher on you.
Yeah.
Because I know you can take it.
We had a... Do you remember the grandma gate? Do you remember that?
I don't.
That's okay.
I felt
that was my most successful call.
And what was it again?
I told a story about how my grandmother let me scratch off lotto tickets, and I misread them all and thought they had all won. And
and broke their hearts.
And my grandmother got so excited, and then it turned out she was. And then you were like, "Your grandma was a little slow, huh?" And then you asked me, "Is she still with us?" And I was like, "No, unfortunately, she's not." And you said, "I'm so sorry to hear that, but boy, that was not a good night for Granny, huh?"
That's
a good call. It's a good call. Well,
thank you for coming.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And we have next to you, we have Hannah's here. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thanks for coming down. Did you have fun?
I had a great time.
Is it everything you could have imagined?
Pretty much. And more.
And Fred, how did you like hearing him do his... No, I didn't say start talking. This guy
he's grabbing a mic.
He's hungry for it.
Oh, man.
to be heard. So funny. You just talked for 2.5 hours. Oh, Fred. Fine. Talk to Fred now. What are you?
Here, talk to Fred.
Fred. Let's say hi, Fred.
Hi, Tom. Aloha.
What did you say?
Aloha. Tom.
Aloha. You know aloha means hello and goodbye. Did you know that? I learned that from the movie Aloha. With Emma Stone. You know Emma Stone?
Yeah.
That Hawaiian woman.
A Hawaiian half-Chinese woman, yeah.
Yep.
That's one where they're just like, nah, who cares? Like, it's like, it doesn't take a whole lot to go back and adjust that in the script.
I made Dazed and Confused. I'm good.
That's and, yeah. They're just like, nah, this movie sucks already. Let's let that happen. It takes the focus off how bad the rest of this movie sucks.
But the movie sucked right from the characters page?
Yeah, right from the list of who they are. It's just like...
Hey, Tom, if you were going to write a movie
uh-huh.
to expense... Basically, it's a way to expense a vacation.
Yeah.
Where would you write the movie?
Well, that's why every movie takes... That's why every bad movie... is set in Hawaii. Yeah. They made the big bounce twice because you go and you get actors to, they'll like, it will put you up in a mansion in Hawaii for 2 months mm-hmm. and then you act, you know, a few days a week. The rest of the time you're in the lap of luxury in paradise. So that's how these movies get everybody to be in them. How do you think you look at the cast of Aloha? Everybody did it. Bill Murray, Alec Baldwin. It's just like, it's called free vacation.
I remember right before I left to move to New York, my favorite, I had to make sure I eat food from my favorite Hawaiian place called Helena's. And I was looking at, like, there was a hastily pinned Polaroid, mm-hmm. and it was a Bill Murray stirring stew. I'm like, what?
So you went behind the counter and
yeah.
did that?
Yeah.
You should try Arby's. They have a
we
very
have Arby's.
Authentic.
The Arby's in
they
Hawaii.
They have the meats.
Yeah,
they do have the meats.
Arby's. We've got the meats.
Who is that? Is that
I don't know who that is.
That's what's his face, right? Is that what's his name?
Which one?
The guy from Pulp Fiction.
Bruce Willis?
No, not Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson.
Bing Rames?
Bing Rames.
Oh, yeah, I think it might be.
Yeah, I think it might be. I should say from Mission Impossible 1 through 5.
Yeah, see, I would have gotten it.
Half Hour Power, you're on with AP Mike Dudio, Drennan, Hannon, Drennan, that's why I wanted it written out. Drennan, Hannah, and Fred. Oh, sorry. You're on with all those people. Welcome.
Okay, this is Sugar Bear from Pasadena.
Sugar Bear, what's Sugar going Bear. On?
I was wondering if we could talk about Cameron Carpenter.
Sure, tell me who Cameron Carpenter is, and we can talk about it. Do you know who Cameron Carpenter is?
No.
He's the savior of organ playing.
Oh, is that guy who plays, he's like the rock star of organ stuff? I've watched his videos on YouTube, right?
Yeah, he's super creepy.
Yep, I watched videos. He's like the Chris Angel of organs. isn't that a fair?
Wow,
that's amazing.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
He's got like rhinestone ballet slippers mm-hmm. that he plays in.
Yeah. He's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. You a fan?
Okay,
goodbye. Half Hour Power, you're on. You're on with Mike, Dudio, Drennan, Hannah, and Fred.
Hey, this is Adam from Tampa.
What's up, Adam?
Well, I'm currently reading John Darnielle's Wolf and Wyzan, and it's fantastic.
It is.
Fantastic book.
I've read it. It's good.
It's really good,
yeah.
And I need my next book. I like to read fiction.
Hmm. Mike?
I don't know. I started reading, believe it or not, I've never read James Ellroy before. Mm-hmm. So I started reading American Tabloid. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I like it that much so far.
Is it clipped? Is that one of the ones written in a clipped fashion?
This staccato, yeah, like one sentence paragraphs. Yeah. It gets a little old.
I really liked Black Dahlia. I thought was a great book. Thank you for everything, Pat. Okay, have a great night. I'll talk to you later. I like how Black Dahlia was not written in that style.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that as a book a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else read any James Ellroy? No.
Is he the Postman Always Rings Twice?
No, that's
James Kane.
That's James M. Kane, right? He's kind of a noirish guy, and I'm sure that's one of his favorite movies.
Mm-hmm.
James Ellroy is the he had peeping issues.
Like, yeah. What? In real life, yeah, he was a peeper, life. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's more than one documentary about his life, which is very interesting. You know, his mother was a famous murder victim.
And he worked on trying to solve the unsolved case of his mother's murder.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something I'm typing in. This is what I'm going to do.
It's been an obsession his whole life.
Typing it. I'm at Google. I typed in James Ellroy. I'm putting letter P. Politics. PDF. The letter E.
PDF.
Perfidia. Second letter. Didn't come up.
Whoa. Oh, wow.
Now I'm just full on just Googling. And what comes up? The first thing comes up. James Ellroy's Guide to Being a Peeper. It's a YouTube clip of him walking you through how to peep.
Good God.
Wow.
Find a window.
Yeah, find a window. And there's a shirt, James Ellroy, Peepers and Punks. He's got a t-shirt.
How tall was James Ellroy? Did he need a stepladder?
9'3".
He's still alive, James Ellroy. How tall was he? James Ellroy. Now I'm going to type in James Ellroy height. Which somebody clearly is measuring him at a book reading. 6'3".
Big guy.
No step stool.
And no step stool on that one. Now, if he lifts his, if he kind of gets up on his tippy toes, he's pretty much no window will thwart him.
Right. That's why he was a peeper.
That's why. I'm sure that didn't hurt.
Yeah.
Born to peep.
Born to peep. Born to peep. What if that was the original Born to Run? Like you hear like a demo and Bruce Springsteen wrote it. It was like...
Well, he did do lots of alternate versions of that song.
Yeah.
It could be one in the mix.
Yeah. Creeps like us, baby, creeps. We were born to peep.
He needed a rhyme. Give me a rhyme. Peep.
And it's him. It's just him singing all about driving around New Jersey, peeping up Highway 9.
There's like three rough draft verses about the suit in his trunk and
yeah, he'd have about the step stool because Bruce Springsteen's not super tall, so he'd need some sort of step stool and he would need some tools to properly.
No, get this, he'd just stand on Max's bass drum.
All right, now you went too far. Goodbye. That just doesn't make sense. So you're taking a bass drum. A step stool is so much lighter than a...
Yeah, he's not going to carry around a bass drum. Yeah,
half hour power, you're on with AP Mike, Dudio, Drennan, Hannah, and Fred.
Every sport has their big, juicy controversy. Boxing has the Mike Tyson ear bite. Cycling has Lance Armstrong. Baseball has its steroid era. Curling has... Broomgate. It's a story of broken relationships, houses divided, corporate rivalry, and a performance-enhancing broom.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
Broomgate. Available now.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What's up? Are you there? You're not there. Eh, who needs you? Half Hour Power, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good. You're here with AP Mike, Dudio, Drennan, Hannah, and Fred.
Wow.
Hey, I know, guys. Right?
Blown away, wow. Aren't you?
Just wow.
This is Randy from Oklahoma City.
Randy from Oklahoma City. What's going on in Oklahoma City, Randy? What do you want to say?
I just wanted to bring up, there's this Sam Kinison biopic in development on IMDb right now.
Yeah, Gad.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Josh Gad is going to play him, right?
Yeah, The guy who wrote the Jerky Boys movie.
Yeah. The Jerky Boys movie.
It's got me already.
we're getting in line for online. A ticket.
Yeah, let's get online now.
Where the plot of the Jerky Boys movie, if anybody can't remember it, they prank the mob is what happened in it. And Alan Arkin, it was the Jerky Boys and Alan Arkin were in the movie. And he's like, who's pranking me? Call me Sizzle Chest. Who is this? Frank Rizzo? I'm looking for Frank Rizzo. Someone just called me. Well, the Egyptian magician. Saul Rosenberg. Oh, boy. Pranking a mob boss. I will give the Jerky Boys credit. They were, they did not mess around. I would like to read, that's right, I have on my desktop the first paragraph from a Rolling Stone article on Johnny Brennan from 2 years ago. On a frigid winter morning in 2013, Johnny Brennan, who is Johnny B. from the Jerky Boys, stands in a midtown Manhattan office, shifting from side to side, ready to do something he hasn't done in nearly 20 years. It's something that once made him famous. Something that made millions of people laugh. I love pressure, he says, more than a hint of nervousness in his voice. He takes a sip from a bottle of water. I love being under the gun. Brennan is here to make some calls. Some very strange, very funny prank calls. Why do I have that saved to my desktop? I don't know. But I was able to pull that up. I could have pulled that up with no internet connection. That was straight up downloaded on my desktop. That was not me going to the web.
That should be like Shia LaBeouf's.
That's awesome.
Like how Fred just has the mic by default. Mike Hogg. These guys sat in the other room for the whole show. Fred was in here for 2.5 hours. First window comes up. Fred's got the mic again. You can't stand Fred, right? Because when I told Mike, no offense, Fred. When I told Mike you were coming, Mike said, does he have to? Can he just call in?
Yeah, I heard it too.
And I offered my cell phone and he could call from my car.
Whenever I call in, Mike's like, there's no show tonight. I don't know why you're calling.
No, Mike was ecstatic when he heard you were coming.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And he could not believe his fortune when he heard that Hannah and Drennan were also coming. He was like, I'm a very rich man, is what he said.
That's what I heard that.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you.
Half Hour of Power, you're on with AP Mike Dudio, Drennan, Hannah, and Fred. Yeah? No? Wait. Hey, Half Hour of Power, you're on with AP Mike Dudio, Drennan, Hannah, and Fred.
Hey, guys. Six time, long time here. This is Shane from Boston/Philadelphia.
This guy's becoming a regular.
I love this guy. What's up? Okay. This is the film guy. You're the film guy, right?
That's me.
What's up, Chief?
I just wanted to say, because he's Mike. Mike, 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 AP Mike, because he's Mike. Mike, 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 AP, AP Mike.
All right.
To the tune of the Andy Griffith Show.
Yeah.
Now
also,
do me.
Getting prepped for this.
Doo-doo-doo-dee-o.
Doo-doo-doo-dee-o. Hey, Mike, you ever seen a ghost?
Have I ever seen a ghost?
Yeah.
I had one experience that I could say, you know, it wasn't a ghost. I won't chalk it up as a ghost. But
Jersey Devil.
It was like a middle of the night thing where I don't know if I was half asleep, half awake, and I thought somebody was entering my room. You know, it was a weird thing, but it felt real for like I would say about 5 minutes.
Sure.
And I was like, whoa, you know, what are you doing here? It was somebody from my past who things weren't good with, and there she was. At the foot of my bed.
But
in the middle
physically
of the night.
Could not have been there, though. That was
no,
not...
she could have been there.
Oh, she could have been there.
So could have been there. I wouldn't have put it past her, which is why
situation.
It felt real. Yeah.
Yeah.
She had a key, you know, it was possible.
Did she hobble you with a...
No, it's sort of like I said, I think I finally came around to the fact that it wasn't real, and that you know, it was just some sort of figment of my imagination.
Sure.
Yeah,
and you went
but it
back
was weird.
To sleep.
Yeah, it was weird though. You know.
All right. Well, Dudio, have you ever seen a ghost?
Yes,
you have.
Yeah, I have.
Let's hear more about. This.
I was living in Chapel Hill on East Rosemary Street in Chapel Hill, and it was at a really old house that was owned by a Lutheran church across the street.
Okay.
And my roommate, Jenny, and I shared a bathroom upstairs. That was kind of between our rooms.
Okay.
And I was the only guy in the house because I was kind of working at a record store, so I was off that day. And I thought that her boyfriend was still there, so I walked into the bathroom and I saw a guy standing up against the wall in like a black suit just staring across the street at the church. And I was like, "Oh man, sorry. I'll go. I'll use the bathroom later." And, you know, walk back in the room, and then look in the driveway. There's no cars or anything, so I go back, and the guy wasn't there.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
Hannah, ghosts. Have you ever seen a ghost?
No, I mean I work at a theater that's supposedly haunted, but I've never seen anything.
So a theater? What kind of theater?
A movie theater.
A movie theater, like an old-timey movie theater.
Yeah. Small, four theaters.
And is it, people say it's haunted?
Yeah, people keep talking about seeing a woman in a white dress.
Oh. But,
did she die in a theater?
I guess.
Was it during the Jerky Boys movie?
Which movie?
Look, Drennan, do you have a ghost, any ghost stories?
I've wanted to see a ghost, but I've never.
You want it too badly.
I've wanted to. Yeah, when I was a big fan of River Phoenix when I was a kid. I like Stand By Me a lot.
Yeah.
And I remember when he died, I was in my bathroom, and I was probably like 7 or 8, and I was like, if I focus enough, I can conjure River Phoenix in my mirror. I don't know why I thought a ghost would appear in a mirror. But that didn't happen. So then I was like, well, maybe I can get my granddad because he had died recently.
Sure.
And I couldn't get either of them.
Couldn't do. You want it too bad. The people on the other side know you want it too bad.
Yeah, they want it.
They look
too
at
bad.
You with like a
too eager, too eager.
Yeah. They're off just like good. Nothing we can do with this guy. He wants it. We need somebody who half doesn't want us to be there. Right? Spook him out a little bit.
Fred, I'm sure Fred's got some weird Hawaii ghost story.
There's this thing called the Night Marchers. They're like a ghost army, and if certain back roads, you have to pull over.
But is this something you've seen?
We've definitely done it, where we pulled over and then we like turned our clothes inside out and stuff like that. But I don't know whether it was just mass panic or like because you see lights or whatever.
Yeah,
and you don't know whether it's from the boats or stuff like that. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Clothes inside out?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you have to supplicate yourself. It's like, okay. I don't know how to explain it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have to take your shirt off. It's very weird.
Not into supplication.
Thanks.
Have you seen a ghost?
No.
I got no time for ghosts. Seriously, what am I, like, I got enough things haunting me. Right? I'm haunted enough. I got enough ghosts hovering. Right, Mike?
Yeah.
You know what it's like.
Yeah, I know what it's like.
You might be done with the past, but the past ain't done with you.
It keeps coming back.
Right?
Yeah.
You don't get to say when it's over.
Private misery.
Private mesmery.
Misery.
You know what truly scarier than any ghost, what I saw yesterday? I was walking through New York City, and what did I see? That's right. I saw a picture hanging on a wall. And you know what it said? Impractical Jokers live at Radio City. But you know what the scary part was? It said, sold out. Second show added.
Oh, man.
Chris Gethard's on that cruise.
On the cruise. No,
on the cruise, yeah.
Yeah.
Look. Oh, you hate Chris Gethard. You actually hate. All honesty, strip it all away now, Fred. Straight up, true or false answer. I hate Chris Gethard.
True. No. False.
He hates him.
Yeah.
Why do you hate him?
It's a love-hate thing, yeah.
I remember.
Why do you tease him? What makes him teasable?
There's a company email, and then I have access to it, and then his credentials for the cruise came in. And I was, like, tempted to forward that to you.
You are truly...
Wow. He's digging
his... stir it up.
Hey, I can use a job. Maybe there'll be an opening over there.
Oh, don't worry. There will be, Mike. Mike, tee that resume up. This guy's working pretty hard to be out of a job.
I think I can get over there, yeah.
Yeah. You're really gunning. You're just... You're asking for him to fire you, and next thing... It's no good, blah, 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 fired me. Never hear the end of what a bum he is, right? All I did was 80 things wrong. Yeah. Oh, Fred, you're a troublemaker. You're going to forward me his credentials.
How dare you?
Right? That's not... I'm glad you're on my side.
It was just
an
artist bio and stuff like that.
I know. You're such a... Why can't I... Look. Ostensibly the best... This is not the best show, but the best show is in free fall now. It is soon... We keep what I think is the floor suddenly becomes the ceiling. Mm-hmm. Week after week. What was once a show people wanted is now a show I can't give away. Mm-hmm. But then I got guys like this. I got guys like the Impractical Jokers. These guys are on a second night at Radio City.
Do you have nightmares about the union?
That gives me nightmares. I get competitive nightmares. Yeah. Those are the ghosts that haunt me.
Yeah, just
the ghosts of people who... Who are succeeding while I'm not. I'll be up at 4 in the morning sometimes and just go like, you got to be kidding me. Sometimes I'll just picture the face of somebody and at like 4 in the morning I'll just go like, you've got to be kidding me. that person is, while I'm stuffing envelopes with stickers in them, mailing them to Vancouver at $8 an envelope. Then I'll just see someone just racking up just success that they don't even know what to do with. And I'll just go, oh, come on. How is this? How did this? How is that person? There was one person I met recently, Mike.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, I'll tell all of you this. This person's super successful. Right now is like super hot, super successful. And after I met this person, I said to somebody who knew both me and that person, I said, I am literally 1,000 times funnier than that person.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, that's about right. Mm-hmm. But I was like, this person is money in the bank. And I'm like a past due bill.
Life is not fair.
It isn't.
No. It's cruel.
Just like the trailer for Joy, Mike.
It's cruel.
Nobody said life is fair.
Yeah.
And you know who said that? Jennifer Lawrence, 25-year-old woman who's 5'11". Perfect.
Yeah.
Hey, she's all right. I just don't want to hear that life's not fair from her.
Name names.
I'm not naming names. I don't have the same career death wish you have. Fred, name names. I did. Yeah, okay. That's your fault. That was your dumb decision to name names. Oh, I know one name you didn't name, but I won't name it. I won't name it. You told me off the air one person you've been giving the business to, right? You don't want to say it, though, do you?
Say them all.
You do. Mm-hmm. Right? You know who it is.
Initials?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Almost definitely.
Well, then say it. Say who it is. You don't want to say that one.
No.
No, of course not. See, even Fred has his limits with who he'll trash publicly every aspect of their professional existence. Mike,
yeah.
Anything going on that struck your fancy or caught your attention?
Well, Sunday we had a bit of a serious debate at Masses. What would you think would be the number one topic this past Sunday?
Either Donald Trump or France.
Neither.
Okay.
Come on, think. It's not too far.
Methods to give yourself a tattoo.
No. Ronda Rousey getting kicked in the face.
Oh, that's a big one. That's a big one.
Yeah. So we got into a little bit of a discussion. Mm-hmm. I think we even had this discussion on this show in the past about the merits of Ultimate Fighting for women, whether it's a good thing for society, whether we really want to see women kicking each other in the head and then following it up with two more punches to her face while she's on the ground, passed out. Is this a good thing? That was the question.
I don't think any MMA is necessarily a good thing. Look, I personally am not a fan of that or boxing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not my thing.
But the difference is boxing, at least, they won't let you hit a defenseless person. When somebody is deemed knocked out or, you know, out of it, the referee gets between. But MMA... Mm-hmm. You can be on the ground, passed out, mm-hmm. and then somebody else can get a couple more shots.
I saw this one boxing match where these two guys were just going at it nonstop, mm-hmm. and this one guy threw the ref. Like the ref tried to get in the middle, shoved him.
Okay, yeah.
He shoved the ref mm-hmm. and started punching the other guy.
Oh, okay, I'm not saying boxing is like kind of up and up all the time.
That
you
was
know?
Like back. Yeah. It was. That was a fight. It was a guy named, it was like this boxer from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Lang, I think his name was.
Okay.
Clubber Lang.
Okay.
And he fought this other guy.
Good nickname.
He fought this guy, Balboa. Rock. Oh, he called himself Rocky Balboa.
See, I didn't even know.
Remember Rocky 3?
Didn't even register.
Remember Rocky 3?
I didn't make it to 3. That's why it wasn't registering. No, I only made it to 2.
Rocky 3 is one of my earliest. That's another early movie-going memory mm-hmm. when just like people would be up in the theater like Rocky 3. They were on their feet as if it was like a closed circuit fight actually happening. There people would get up and be like, go!
Yeah.
Go!
Yeah.
They'd be like throwing air punches, right?
Well, the first Rocky is one of the few movies where, but the people were into it and they applauded at the end, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I could count like on one hand, the number of movies where people applaud at the end of a movie, you know?
Yeah. Any other, what other ones? I've
Billy Jack, which I've discussed in the past.
Sure. You know Billy Jack. You know that movie?
You guys, the young people have to learn
Billy
about
Jack
that
did
movie.
Not, Billy Jack, Jack did not age. It did not carry over.
No. But when that movie came out, it's considered one of the most successful independent movies because he did it all himself.
Yes. He took it away from the studio. Studio didn't want the movie or some version of that. And then this guy who wrote it and starred in it and directed it took the movie back. He's like, I'll pay for all this, some version of that.
Yeah.
And then it ended up being an enormous hit. Mm-hmm. The Rock did that update of it, right? Wasn't it called Walking Tall?
The Walking Tall was a whole other series. Mm-hmm. That was about based supposedly on a real guy, Buford Pusser.
That's right.
In, I don't know, in the South someplace.
I thought it was Pusser.
Pusser, okay, right, yeah, sorry. I'm making him sound more dignified.
Gotta clean it up.
Like a French guy.
Have you ever been in a movie theater where people have cheered? Hannah?
Yeah, there have been a bunch. I remember after The Great Gatsby, people applauded, and the remake, and one of the few times they didn't, I was waiting to clean up the theater, and I kind of forgot where I was and went like, ugh.
Wow.
Any other movies that come to mind? Just Great Gatsby, people cheering, clapping.
I like that one. Django Unchained. I think people clapped at the end of Steve Jobs.
Wow.
Too.
Because it was over?
Kind of a little bar. Yeah.
Django Unchained I saw recently. I saw it at the Quentin Tarantino Theater in Los Angeles. That was fun to see there on film. It was up till 3 in the morning watching.
How far are you going to be willing to drive to find a theater that's going to have the 70mm
New York. I don't have to go far.
They'll have it, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't think that'll be in New York?
Yeah. Well, you'll have to wait online with all the geeks.
That's a fair point.
The geeks.
I got to cash some chips on this one. Right?
Yeah.
You know people at movie theaters, Hannah. Can you help me out with that? So I don't have to go see Hateful Eight and I don't have to wait for three shows to pass out front.
I want to go with you, Tom, and I'll just sit next to you and grumble through the whole thing.
No, you'll ruin it. I'll bounce you out of that
theater. I'll be just sitting there groaning. Oh, God.
Yeah. Stupid. Yeah. This guy makes a movie once every 4 years, and Mike will ruin it for me. I'll be like, well, we'll see what he comes up with in 2020. I'll get that one. Mike ruined this one. Because you hate all his movies, right?
I do.
All of them.
Yeah. Actually, Reservoir Dogs, I guess, I liked when I first saw it. Mm-hmm. But then after I saw it, I started reading all the stuff about how he ripped things off from other movies and all that. And I was like, I was duped. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Pulp Fiction was like huge. Mm-hmm. I went into it and I think the only scene I liked was the Christopher Walken watch story. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what's everybody going nuts about this movie for?
Right, fair enough.
And then from there, it was downhill. Oh, yeah. Jackie Brown, I guess, was straight up. It wasn't his material. So that was its saving.
Elmore Leonard.
That was its saving grace.
That's a great movie, Mike.
I would say that's probably his best movie, I would say.
I watched that over the summer. I would say that's his best movie also.
Yeah.
What's the last movie that made you cry, Mike?
Made me cry. Didn't we do this last
Did
time?
I just want to know. Maybe it changed a week ago. Maybe you watched
make
one.
Make me cry.
All right, then I'll switch it over to these guys. Fred, what's the last movie you saw that made you cry?
Made me cry?
Yeah.
Weekend.
Okay.
Weekend.
Ah, classic. Right? Hannah?
I think probably Midnight Cowboy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Drennan?
The name is slipping my mind, but the most recent Pixar movie?
Oh, yes. Inside Out.
Yeah, that got me hard.
That got you. Dudio, did we do this with you already?
No, I don't remember doing this.
I can't even remember what I said.
Probably Jurassic World.
Made you cry?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Mike, anything? No?
Old Yeller?
Old Yeller. Okay. So, like, it's the last one that made you cry.
I was seven.
I haven't cried since.
Anybody see the Marlon Brando documentary? Talk to Me, Marlon. It's on Showtime now.
No.
Really good.
Is it good?
Yeah.
You should read the Ileana Douglas book. It has a whole thing on the her meeting Marlon Brando for a full day. And the thing we didn't talk about, she talks about it in the book. I didn't want to bring it up because it didn't seem like it was that kind of interview. She dated with Martin Scorsese for about 10 years. They were a couple. And so she met Marlon Brando through him. The two of them had dinner with him, mm-hmm. and it went for a full night. Mm-hmm. And it's a really great story.
It sounded wild that they were both crying. I mean, that was...
Yeah, it's a crazy story. And what's the last movie that made me cry?
Yeah.
Step Brothers. Which I just watched again.
So good.
Did you ever see it, Mike?
That is a good one.
I did, yeah. I actually even saw it in a theater. Yeah.
When he's singing that song, it always makes me cry.
Yeah. The brother themes, you know, get to me sometimes, yeah.
Like when he's, because it's so pure. It's like Dudio's Air Check. Dudio's Air Check. Where it's just so, there's something about any kind of pure thing like that, that I just am, I will, it touches me on a pure, it truly does touch me. So, and when I hear you on that thing, you're just like a kid trying to just like, you love radio and you're trying to just do, you're trying to make your way in that world.
I had been doing radio for probably 6 years at that point.
And if you weren't that guy, the best show would not be back.
I guess, yeah.
No, it would not have.
Yeah.
Without you, we would not be where we are now.
Without that guy on that recording.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I look at that as a part of the whole thing. I'm being completely sincere about that. That is, if you were not that kid then, we would not be right where we are right now doing this.
I wouldn't have known how to put all this together.
Exactly. So that's why I am appreciative of that kid.
Well, thank you.
96 Rock.
And look, the Sarsaparilla Gorilla. What was it again? Is that what it was?
Sarsaparilla, the singing gorilla.
He was great.
Fred, what's up? Where can people find you?
Fred from Han.
Fred from Han. Hannah? Twitter?
Boomer Humor. Boomer _ humor.
Okay. On Twitter.
Oh, I know that.
Drennan?
Yeah. My Twitter handle sucks. It's too long and hard to... I need to change it.
Just give it a shot.
That's not really. I have a Thursday show at 10:30 at The Annoyance called the Holy F Comedy Hour.
Mm-hmm.
And the name's bad, but the show's good.
And who's in that show?
You got your Connor O'Malley.
Okay, he's very funny.
You got your Joe Firestone.
Sure, she's
you got
very
your
funny.
John Reynolds.
Okay.
He's very funny.
Hands. There's so many, too many funny people to name right now, other than the three that already did.
All right. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Jason.
Yeah.
Of course. At Sonic Dork.
At Sonic Dork.
Any Bridge and Tunnel shows?
The next show will be our holiday spectacular on December 19th.
All right. And Mike?
I actually have tomorrow, well, by the time this airs...
it will have happened.
It will have happened. I will be a guest on the special without Brett Davis this week. So look for that. His stuff is always very
people
good.
People will be able to watch it online because Brett always posts it right afterwards.
It'll be online probably by Thursday, right? He's quick.
Yeah, it'll be up there.
Yeah.
And
it also streams.
Yeah.
MNN.com.
Oh, well, yeah, it's live on Wednesday night, 9 to 12. But, this will be after the fact.
Right. And he'll also be on our holiday show, too.
So. Oh, he's going to be here? Yeah. Oh, great. Yeah.
And now people can also, when you're at Masses on Sundays...
I have stickers now.
You have Best Show stickers that you can give out. So if people go in and they say hi, you can lay a Best Show sticker on them.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It'll be great.
Well, thank you, everybody, for coming down and being a part of the show. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you.
And we will be back doing the Half Hour Power in 2 weeks. Best Show back next week. A couple exciting guests in the pipeline. And We will talk to you later. Good night. Bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.